I always think courage changes, you know, courage applies a lot to our work because it's kind of neat to be faced with something that's like a limit. You can write something about it, and we believe it's our higher power to take care of the wisdom of it. One thing I'm going to run over is a little list of thoughts. And I want to this group function is, you know, like integrated consciousness. So if you have any ideas that you have accomplished to make it better, then please bring it to my attention or somebody's attention. We'll note it down. And, you know, any way possible to act on it. Now, one thing I want to bring up my today on is the finances. We've got about 240 in the treasury of our conference right now. We have made in the last 2 days 35 new copies, which we're going to have to pay for and grade 5 cents each copy. Anybody to do that, it's $175. So we've done a lot of copies. And it came to my attention yesterday, we talked about a few hours, people make personal copies to take home. And our first impression was, great, sure, why not? You know, we're getting these things from Costco, paper, blah, 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 coming in and making, you know, sort of a basic metal machine. The cost would go down to 3.5 if we send a copy, if we go over 8,000, right? And we just call the check for that first time. So, what I thought would be good if you personally, or you as a representative of your area, pay a nickel apiece for the copies that you want to take home with the personal copies. In other words, all the copies made on that machine were made for this conference by this committee for the addicts still suffering. The money that people took from the blood banks to put on this conference went into paying for those copies. And the money from tuition costs, the money from registration. If anybody's present and is not registered, try to borrow $10 from somebody that has it, use that for registration. We're that serious about having enough money where money doesn't stand in the way of getting this job done. Also, if you've made, I'd like to do a quick poll right now. I see a show of hands of people who have made copies to take home for personal use and did just a ballpark estimate of how many copies you're talking about.
I'm adding mine up right now.
Well, I'm doing it. Let's go from left to right. And you.
I know, I'm saying I'm adding mine up right now. I'm adding mine up.
Okay. It doesn't have to be real money. Just
well, it might be thousands.
Okay, Greg?
I probably have about 100 copies counting things that I've submitted that I want to maintain.
Joe?
I have no one on right now.
Okay, let us know that.
I don't have cheap copies too, but
you can get a good gift. Do we have pictures for 500?
I'm not even going to count below 10. So, what we're probably talking about is the order of travel, do you feel we, at the present time, unless somebody gets a whole bunch of copies, in other words, if y'all can't kick in 5 bucks in copies, it's a problem to get. We're more interested, I believe, through consciousness, in seeing members who have attended this conference. Go home with some evidence and comments.
Correct.
But if it's going to build up, you know, to $50 or $100 or something, and suddenly, you know, I don't mind a little bit of money in my house, but maybe it's going to be a whole lot if it starts cutting into my diet. Is that okay with the consciousness that members can kick in $5 for the way up into a copy? And if you can't do it, we'll shrug it off. We'll borrow from another member, however you want to handle it. But it doesn't seem to be a big matter of concern. I thought it ought to be examined, but I thought I'd let you know how we would have the answer.
I haven't registered, and I want to do that.
See, none.
Okay.
Put him in here, we'll check with the chief secretary. Okay. Does everybody concur on that? Okay. Do you feel the notebook, because we're talking about the, just those items you don't, yeah?
Can you ask, does everybody occur in that? You might buy it without any discussion.
Well,
I was going to ask something in relationship to it.
Speak.
Okay. What are you asking?
Buy things.
I'm asking him.
Okay, just go ahead and state your topic. It's a very informal group. We have to make it formal. We're well prepared to do so. Right now, we're all friends. We're all brothers and sisters.
Do you want to tell me that, or do you want to just tell me what you're saying?
Do you mind if we do that? I'd ask every other member if they said they
don't
mind.
That's what I'm asking. Do I mind if we do what?
Do a bunch of talking.
God, listen.
I know.
You're talking.
I know I'm listening. I don't want to hear all the explanation. I'm listening. Just what exactly was it you're asking?
Somebody has explained to this man, because I've had my shot at it.
No, all you've been doing is going, I've had my shot at it. Why don't you listen? Instead of just very specifically stating again what the whole thing was.
If you took copies, pay a nickel for each copy.
If you can't borrow it, if you can't borrow it, get it.
Okay, now what I want to say is, copies I'm taking back to my literature committee to show them the copies and then tell them that they're 5 cents each so that they can get up the money and mail it back.
We're saying you don't even have to do that. The quantity's concerned and not substantial. And all I was doing was examining it at the three levels. But this is not the question and answers right now per se. If any member present has got questions or something, I'm just running down a list of group consciousness items that won't take very long. And I'm not going to spend the rest of the day in something. This is me. And I'm not offended that he has questions, but, you know, God said that's what we've got with this.
Yeah, well, you're making it some issues if I'm not cool together.
Okay.
You know, that's like separately grading me from everybody else as if I'm not part of the unity here.
No. And I'm trying to choose a certain moment. Another thing. Now that we are past the sorting, now that we've got all the copies made, all the material available at the conference, and the sorted material that is found, Joseph has taken charge of the material that didn't seem to fit. Some of it may eventually work its way into this file. The next thing to do is to break up in workshops and take it, you know, section by section, try to take the information in each section and put it together as some kind of use for natural order. One thing I use to help a lot is I don't know if they have a book or something like that. Does anybody need a book if you don't have one?
I need one.
So we have Luke Pets and Shepherd, Tim Pets, or whatever.
Sure, I got some paper.
All right. There were a couple of other itty bitties. There's a lot of ways to approach this. We may find some better way. Let's say this is all material. It's in a loosely stacked, random manner, file folder, just like this. So what we would do is go through that file folder. So this is obviously item A. Now, this item is the next item. And we would begin to put into some kind of order, right? We wouldn't have to be so terribly ordered if it is a floating man, but we would start seeking these different sections. And we would somehow arrange them in order. And having put together a lot of things like this lately, the most practical and simple way to go about it that I've been able to dream of is go through the material and somehow separate out the labeled material and then cut it and paste it up. And choose the baby half by left. Got a lot of glue sticks, cut your piece, put some glue sticks on the back and paste up the hole. What we will come out of in each one of these 10 categories is a stack of papers, you know, numerical sequence, 1 through 3, whatever. And the material should be somewhat in order. And if you discover that a piece of material needs to be inserted back in ways, you can just cut it and paste it up. And we can go over this aggressively if anybody doesn't understand it. Does everybody get the basic idea of this?
Yeah, one thing to throw out is that one of the big problems is that we could face a more sequence of what things belong before or after other things. And as a simple way of working with that at this time, maybe an approach would be to take, remember we're working that section of white was an adjective. Let's look at that first and see which order the ideas come in that. Should give us some kind of feeling from the order in which the ideas might come in the expanded expansion.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. That's the last thing on my list here. The basic mechanics of this is about cutting it, and pasting it up, composing it. It's called paste up the composition book when you make a book like this. You make a book like this, you send it to type study, you set off this type, you cut it and paste it up the art, and then you have it composed. And it's where we go to print it in and print it. We're not going to be doing that here. We're cutting it. Pacing up for just so that you can get a more useful material for the work. It seems like the obvious makes good.
Okay, going on with the grade set. How short are we on white books?
Short.
Okay, I can get one. I know that this sounds like we're going to need white books.
Yeah, we need about 20.
I can get about 10.
If we're going to run for right now, I don't know which section we're going to run. Let's say it's good as an ad.
So
you can put a white book on the machine and run it 20 copies.
Let's just do that. How about that? First, that's what we talked about yesterday. I don't I've got to go over this list, and really the stuff we're going to talk about, and Lynn will get in. The next thing is, since we're talking about literature, many stuff, and copies, and not distribution, work in progress, we have a stamp copies. I think we should begin doing that sometime soon. And also, I want the group to decide whether copies take the function to be stamped or not. Say NAWSC-LC, the World Service Council's Literature Committee. Next line would be work in progress, and the next line would be not for this committee. Right.
I just wanted to know whatever happened about that thing about putting one. Can I do second? Because when I said that,
okay, let's keep it going so I can come to this list and take any other questions. About the stamps, should we start stamping them now?
About the stamps, you know, a lot of copies are already gone, so half measure,
you can't put pounds
over that one. But also, I think that as far as stamping, well, my name is Joseph, I'm at it. And when material is received by any literature committee, World Service or any other, it should be stamped the date of that time, not distribution, blah, blah, blah. And data is on the stamp as it comes in. And that would clarify anything that.
Okay, what we're talking about right now, should we just sort of start going to the stamp as we go?
Yes.
Dean?
I'm sure that we should have in our minutes for this day that we suggest to our local literature committees that when any material comes in from whatever source, even if it's a member bringing it back from this conference, that they immediately stamp it the way you suggested.
That'd be great. Okay. Tom here has got a map board, and he's going over some page back there. And I don't know if he needs any help, but I do want to be rude to know that that's what Tom's working on. And anybody that has knowledge of or interest in the tapes, they will check with Tom. Bill?
My name is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
I like to have some tapes. I like to know how much you think they will be. And you want to know.
Languages where you can say, well, when I took my 10th step, I really had to go back and consider my second step because of my fifth step. I forgot about something that came up in my ninth. And I think that new numbers is not going to be taken off. And there's lots of phrases and terms and words we need to redefine in the covenant. So what we're looking for is simple, clear, you know, ordinary expression for our new covenant. Because we're not trying to write a code back text for the covenant crossword puzzle. But when you're looking for material, look at it two ways. One, look for ideas that are simply expressed in the form that you find them, or that can be easily reworded with simplicity and have a real value for me. I just thought that might be another item. Greg?
One thing that would be good to set up additional material at this time in the future, probably from the information talk. There's some people here in the first world.
Oh,
right, I still think it's.
Oh, we've already been doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to get it might help if everybody can do what it was. We have a tail end of the filing system, master files, and when they new piece comes to light, whether it's written here or written branch in, or added in one of the guidelines or something. About all we're doing right now is just putting them into the master file and putting one copy on the board and sort it. This is who was in it. Myself. And, I might also mention that to protect the material, which has been protected so far, has had got to be here. And I wasn't real pleasant about it. It wouldn't be here without it. I would ask that anyone needing material or copies from the master file, see Linda. And not only don't go in the master file, but you see somebody who's had Linda. So go over and ask them what they're doing. Because this is their material, it's not ours, and we use it again. And it's not out of place to take up the traditions, it's not out of place to take up your literature vows. It's not only the stuff, we're not talking about white material. They pull it out, they look at it, somebody rubs it. Coffee, just lay down, cross on the table, just push under something or something, or it's just floating somewhere else in the file from where it should be. And somebody's got to crawl through them to the file folders and manage to get back into place. A little bit like a library, okay? We've grown to that point. So Linda is our librarian and also our copy office. Greg?
Something that I have firsthand view of my own peace of mind. I take a position that I think would be disadvantaged for the people that I have no opinion on. Your opinion. If something of mine should come up, I will abstain from the
this, the new literature committee members. Ron, could you pass them around to everybody once more? Okay, that, you know, the first part of that says, you know, we pray for God to move enough of our self-will and ego to be free to do the footwork of the Spirit. I think that's what Greg's talking about. In other words, it's once, since I got Narcotics Anonymous or from God since I've been here, what I'm doing now is giving back, and my wife turned in maybe that's let go absolutely. And you know, if you want to retain personal material or try to work of some sort, just retain it. Like bodies and whatever. Yes?
I wanted to make sure that because I'm needing to be too. Because I'm not taking a bunch of pages about copies and stuff. And
when we're going over the material in this box, a lot of it was handwritten when it came to us. We typed up a lot of it in Atlanta. A little bit of it's been typed up here. We had more and more people showing up saying, I can type, can I help? And we're now at the point where they're going to start getting to help.
Yes. I can't type.
And what it is when you're going through this material, when you find a useful piece of handwritten material that you want to be like the final file, which is called that, you kind of a better name, then have the items typed. Whether there's one sitting next to you, you've got to go across the room. Would you please type this? Would you please type this? It might be a page, a paragraph, or it might be a big job. You might have to check the several different types. I have one that will type 18 words for 18 pages. But it would be invaluable at this stage of the game that the useful material all be in typewritten form, preferably double-spaced. And this should be done in your workshop before inserting material into the outline. Which is, let's say you've established some of your priorities and gone over the material you got, and you're sort of working out a place for the different pieces to fit together. One of them is handwritten. But you know where that one goes, you know what it is at that point. Send somebody off to get it typewritten and go sorting through and keep busy. Don't wait until they get back. When it comes back, it just goes into that hole you've got for it. And use the edge of the table like this to lay out material in stacks and kind of order it, move around and stuff. And I'm trying to get people sort of thinking along these lines because I think these are the only lines that can help us get through the workshops and get the work being done. If you think of some good ways to do it too, we're really open to suggestion. Now, the biggie for the workshops, the first thing, first objective we had, which was on the blackboard the other day, was to write a list of chapter headings. Now that is done. The second thing on there was to inventory not only the material we have, but also the material we need. And that's another reason to have a notepad in your hand all the time. Because they're good ideas, you know, don't get away from it. And so what we, one way to say what we're saying is, when you've gone over this material, you've pretty well got everything that you can fit it together in sequence and form and related topics, you know, together. For instance, there is a first and second part, several of the steps. So all the first part of the step materials in this mod, the second next part. Now, when you get all that done, the last thing to do is to inventory in a you know, just kind of run down the list of items, little information for this paragraph from having the quantity and the quality of the material present. Then list the inventory of missing pieces of needs. This piece of material relating to who is an adding would be complete if only we had more material on such and such or so and so. I can't name these things right now, but I am God. And there are things that you will see in your workshop as you're working on material. Because you'll be working on a logical sequence to this, and you'll be the first person to see what is missing. You know, in the development of thought and ideas, something you'd like to recover. So, what Greg said earlier becomes very important now because you've got a written guide, which is the white book, and if you're going over a fairly good deal of material like we've got in How It Works or Recovering Relapse, you can check the material that you've collected against the white book and see if the points covered in the white book are present in the material you have. If there are points not covered in the material you have, then that's one of your, we need this material. You write that down right then. As quick as you find out, if you find out about it, write it down. And in addition to using the white booklet, use your own group consciousness. Okay, that's everything I've got that I can think of right now. About the workshop, the very next thing. Does anybody have any questions or ideas or suggestions?
Okay, this workshop,
are we going to
have a lesson workshop?
Not all at once. Not this time, but.
Thank you.
Greg? Anybody, this is how much it came out to, sort of material. Has anybody been around long enough to remember the old saying that Addison recovery can't write?